This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, a full moon in Aries. What a power trip. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. It's so good to be back with you live. I've been away for a couple of weeks, as those of you who are regulars to my show know. I've been traveling in Europe. I've been to Italy, which was very empowering. I'll share some of my insights with you as we go along. But for today, welcome. It is the 17th of October and a full moon in Aries, which is so, so powerful. And I'm so glad to be back here sharing it with you. Now, as you know, I'm not necessarily an astrologer, although I completely honor the energies of the stars and the moons and the planets. But I did take a look to see what some of my esteemed colleagues had to say about this full moon. I love Mark Husson wrote for 1-2 Listen that this Thursday, the Aries full moon awakens the spring in us so that we can charge the inner strength that will carry us through winter. I love that idea. And the power of this moon knows no boundaries. So activate your desires and set your inner goddess or god free. How does that sound as something we could do together? And remember, he reminds us your intentions are fluid and are made real in the most supportive way for you. Always, regardless of how you word them. In other words, let go and get out of your own way. So that's how I am starting the show today. I have my faithful angel tarot deck with me as well. And as I've been away, I will be over on 1-2 Listen at the end of the show. I'll be there for a couple of hours I'm just quickly running the maths in my head. You say math if you're American. We say maths, plural. I have no idea. It's one of those oddities between the two, I was going to say dialects, languages. I don't know what you call it. Interpretations of English, let's put it that way. But anyway, it means that I will be there from 5 until 7 Pacific, live on 1-2 Listen if you need me to do some readings for this powerhouse of a Thursday moon. I am also running my Facebook chat room. If my computer, my mouse and the internet and everything else will play ball, hopefully I am running a Facebook chat room. It has been a little interesting, the energies today, to put it mildly, but I finally, the first banner I put up just vanished. I begin to think I'm a magician. I just wave a wand and poof, the banner vanishes. But I put a second one up, and I'm hoping most people are finding it. Yes, I can see. Bless you. You are so good. You were so intrepid. You have found me. So very good morning to Gwyn and to Quelly and to Renee and Catherine, who are in the Facebook chat room. If you want to come and join us, it's very easy. Go to the website, 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. So I'm just going to go in there and make sure I haven't missed anyone. Do the usual Facebook dance of turning top comments into all comments, which tips them up the right way. So Renee was first through the door. Happy full moon to you too. Hope you slept well. Actually, for once in my life, last night I did. Quite how it's going to go tonight, I don't know, because once I finish this show and I've done a couple of hours on 1-2 Listen, I'm going out for a gong bath with the gong master who trained me, which will be incredibly powerful. So whether I'll sleep after that, who knows? Place your bets. Good morning to Catherine and Erica and friend. She says hi. Oh, lovely rainbow Catherine's posted. That is just gorgeous. Perfect for a full moon day. A friend of mine has just posted a rainbow for me on Facebook as well. She lives about, gosh, I would say 7 miles from me, and had just said, I put my washing out today and they didn't predict rain. And given that she's 10 minutes away from me, I've just nipped out and bought my washing in because I thought, I know what will happen. As soon as I go live on air, it'll rain and there won't be anything I can do about it. So my washing's in, but she sent me a lovely rainboat to prove the point. So thank you for that, Catherine. Renee, good morning. Welcome back from Italy. You say absolutely. Oh, I had a wonderful time, but it's that thing. It's so nice to go traveling. It's very empowering. It does you good to see things from a different perspective. But oh, it is so nice to be home again. So full moon blessings also to you, Quelly. Okay. Tara Elizabeth, thank you. You say welcome back to. What a lovely little banner. It's a cheering witch. Perfect for this time of year. You know this is my favourite time of year. I know I was born in this season, but I just love it. It's the empowerment. It's the harvesting of what you've done during the year. It's the colours. I just love it when the landscape changes to all those golds and reds and sometimes greens. And today we actually have beautiful Indian summer sunshine. It hasn't been like that in Cornwall earlier in the week. It was blowing a hoolie and very wet. And of course, in the States, you have had appalling storms. And if you have been affected by any of those, my heart goes out to you. And I hope that you are beginning to recover. I have various friends who are in Florida, and I was praying for them. And fortunately, the worst of it missed them. It did abate somewhat as it went across the county. So I hope if you or any loved ones were affected by that, I hope that you are recovering. So here we are with this Hunter Moon, a full moon in Aries. The new moon was in Libra, which of course cardinal sign, and now we've got what I call across the clock on the astrological chart. The opposite from Libra is Aries. And here we are with this Aries full moon, an empowering fiery moon. I have a dear friend, astrologer here called Cassandra Eve, who I'll give a shout out to, who mentions these cardinal energies, and that they, her interpretation is that they call for action because they are cardinal. These are the signs that change the seasons, that change the energy. But she points out as well with great wisdom that sometimes some people find this energy as a great motivator and drive takes over and, you know, you get on with it. For other people, it is just simply too much. And you just think, oh, I want to hide away in a little dark room. And that, I suspect, very much has to do with your chart, which obviously I can't speak to at this moment. But Cassandra Paul points out that although cardinal energies call for great action, simply stopping can be that action and is a profound key to sanity when these kinds of energies are pouring in and you find them too much. It may not feel possible to stop, and yet it always is in some way. Alternatively, relax as a response to pressure, even whilst in action, because stress, I well know, I am a trained stress counsellor. Stress is different for everyone. What stresses one person will not stress the other. Stress is a trigger that psychologically goes within us. And the reason that some people deal with stress better than others is how or what or how soon that trigger goes. One example that I used to use is if you go to one of these fairgrounds or theme parks. I am a complete roller coaster freak. I just love them. Put me on them. The faster, the more they twist and turn, the more I scream my head off with laughter and just thoroughly enjoy them. Now, to other people, including a couple of friends of mine, that is a complete and utter nightmare. You wouldn't get them anywhere near it. Now, conversely, you wouldn't get me in a haunted house. They absolutely creep me out and freak me, and I don't sleep for about 2 days afterwards because my triggers are to do with dark and surprise. So call me a control freak if you like, I'll own it. I do not like that kind of environment at all. And that's where my stress triggers go. So stress is different for different people. And sometimes if we're aware of that, we can change where the trigger is by coming away from what triggers us. And almost as if you were zooming out in your consciousness from the earth and you were looking down from space upon the earth and looking at... I sometimes think of this when I see the pictures from the space station of Earth down below and all these humans scurrying like little ants, and what they're doing is so important to them and must be done, and they get stressed or aggressive or happy or whatever's going on for them. And when you look at it from a point of view, an advantage point that is so pulled back, you realize that actually the only thing that matters is kindness and love. But it takes pulling back to that perspective. So that's perhaps something that you can do with this full moon energy. Maybe that is an action you can take that helps you deal with this. Because there's quite a lot going on as well. I notice, I'm not an astrologer, but Cassandra talks about Eris and Chiron and the various positions, and Mother Earth and how she's dealing with that, because of course she's as affected by the moon as we are. Of course she is. All the tides and the oceans are moved by the moon. So I leave that thought with you. I'm just going to pop back in the Facebook chat room because I know that you love to have readings, and just see who else is in there and whether you would like any readings. Bear with me, my computer, even though I've just refreshed it and turned it back on, I think my internet is a little slow today. I don't know what is going on. It's the full moon. What do you expect? Maybe my computer is an Aries. I don't know. I can't remember when I bought it. Anyway, let me have a look down there past that lovely rainbow. Gwyn, good morning to you. Catherine, you would like a full moon message. Patricia, good morning to you. Thank you for joining. Happy full moon to you today. Your son's oldest son's birthday is today. Well, we'll pull him a card. And Laura, good morning to you. And you've not been well, but you're improving slowly. Take very good care of yourself and be gentle. A great many of my friends normally who are, shall I say, very robust and take good care of their health, are unwell at the moment. There seems to be a sort of cold flu thing going around, particularly everybody who's just got off an aircraft seems to just come home with something. It's obviously going round in the air in the aircraft. And the only answer is to be very gentle with yourself, and obviously lots of fluids. And if you've got people who do healing like Reiki, I will send you some now. And I will ask Archangel Raphael to step in and just shine his light and his heart upon you and help you with your healing. A lot of people are feeling it, and I do think that it is to do partially with the energies and, as I say, partially to do with travel. I always travel with two oils when I travel. I travel with thieves' oil, which will take out most infections. If you've got a cut or a graze, or it's been known to take out MRSA when nothing else will. It's an extraordinary oil, thieves' oil. And the other one I travel with that was recommended by Young Living, which is where I get my oils from, they post internationally. I think they're in Sweden. I'm not quite sure where mine gets sent in from, probably Sweden. I always travel with Raven Oil. And Raven Oil, they told me years ago, is very good if you're in an aircraft and you potentially have got germs going around in the air conditioning. And quite often the people sitting next door to you do not enjoy Raven Oil. It is a very strong smell. But I always put it slightly on my hands and rub it in, and then I can just sniff between my hands. When I've got off the aircraft, I just literally, obviously don't put it to your nose because it's an essential oil that's so strong it would just burn your skin. But I hold it just under my nose and deeply breathe in to the point where I can feel it's gone right down into the depth of my lungs. So do some deep breathing. And also my sister-in-law did this time, because there was a lady next to me on the aircraft who just sneezed all over me as we landed. And I just thought, whatever. took Raven Oil, and I think I did slightly catch something. I was a little under par. Under, do you say that in the States? Under par? It's a kind of golfing term, but anyway, under the weather, not feeling my best on the Sunday after I returned. More Raven Oil, and then suddenly my body dealt with it and it went away and it's been absolutely fine. So if you've not come across those two, you might like to explore them. I'll just type them in the chat room. Thieves Oil, thieves as in steel, and Raven Oil. I'm going to put Young Living in, but I'm sure there are other suppliers that you can get them from. It keeps trying to put Young Living present. It's Young Living. Anyway, putting them in there to sort that out. So I hope you feel much better soon. So let me backtrack. Catherine, you would like a full moon message. Of course. Could we have angels, my darlings? Could we have a message for Catherine, please, on this Aries full moon? I was going to say top of the morning to you because I'm pretty sure you're in Ireland. So my deck today, it's very interesting. Normally the cards fly out instantly, and I've just tuned into the deck because obviously I've been away for a while, and the cards are not coming out as readily as they used to. And I have cleared this deck, so there we go, Catherine. Okay, so today is going to be a day of thoughts, of ideas. It's a day for following your heart rather than trying to make others happy. If there's a situation that's giving you sleepless nights, are you overanalyzing it? Again, use your heart, because this is the Two of Swords, which sometimes can be a very challenging card. And in my deck, there is a new moon behind her, and she's standing in front of an absolute ocean, which obviously is our emotions, our hearts, our inner world. And she's got crossed swords in front of her because she's not able to make a decision, which is this thing of following your heart rather than trying to please others, or if you're or overanalyzing a situation. So I'm hoping that's a helpful energy for you today, Catherine. Patricia, this oldest son's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him. Right. I won't inflict my singing on you any longer. A card for Patricia's son, please, on his birthday. What would be helpful to know? What would signify something useful to him? I'm just going to I haven't cleared the deck. They've been very strict with me, this deck, since I've come back. It's a new deck because my old deck became so moth-eaten that the cards were sticking. There we go. Again, I have an air card, and as he's starting his next trip around the sun, this is his Earth day when he came physically onto the Earth. I would say that he has new opportunities coming to him this year, particularly, again, this is an air card, particularly if he's been struggling with something or trying to sort something out, or come to terms with something that's just been mentally stressing him, because this is an air card, it's mental. It's going to come to an end, and he will be able to sort things out in his coming years. So I hope that is helpful. I'm just going to clear the deck again and look at Laura. We've sent you some healing, so lots of love to you. I'm now going to refresh this again. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. I'm just going to take a sip of water. Bear with me. Oh, that's better. Don't know what's going on there. So let's have a look. Play the Facebook dance again. Talk amongst yourselves while Facebook sorts it out. Dear me. Come on, Facebook. You can do this. So go down the other end. Laura, you say you use doTERRA. Absolutely. I have a doTERRA lady down here in Cornwall. The company doTERRA, it's D-O, and then in capitals, T-E-R-R-A. Also do a range of oils. Their On Guard is the same as Thieves, and their Breathe is similar to Raven. Absolutely. The only reason I use Thieves and not doTERRA is doTERRA has substituted orange in it for lemon, and the orange doesn't agree with me, but absolutely a go-to if you would like. That said, there's me with coughing. I don't know what's going on with my throat. So let me just take a look at where I am for timing. Okay, I'm doing okay. So the other thing I was going to talk about today on this full moon, I said, angels, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, what have you learnt while you're travelling? And I thought, okay, what have I learnt? Well, I did remember to take Archangel Raphael with me. Now, if you're travelling, it doesn't matter whether you're flying or what you're doing. Start with Archangel Raphael. In the first place, he will help you pack the right things. So if you're working with Raphael and you call him in and you're packing your things and you're going somewhere sunny and you get this idea that I should put a mini umbrella in, put a mini umbrella in because there will be a rainy day. He knows these things. You can also ask Raphael to clear the roads, to make sure that you have a very positive experience if you're flying with check-in or with your hotel check-in. All those kinds of things invoke Raphael. In fact, I did invoke Raphael going into Italy. I flew from Bristol into Pisa to see the Leaning Tower, which indeed does lean. And I don't think I've ever got off an aircraft and been the other side of the airport so fast in my entire life. I got off the aircraft and walked across the tarmac to the little bus they put us on, and then they bussed us literally just round the corner to the terminal, and we got out. There was no line apart from our little aircraft to go to the passport control. Walked through passport control, and normally, you know, you stand there watching the turntable start up, and then it goes forever, and then slowly the luggage starts to come out. I mean, you know that one. And if you know me, patience is not a virtue of which I am much possessed. I'm not very good at airports. I couldn't believe it. I walked out of passport control, and there was our luggage already going round. Mine came up right in front of me. I grabbed the luggage out the door to find a taxi. It can't have been more than 15 minutes. I couldn't believe it. So ask Raphael to come with you when you're travelling. Obviously, you can take Archangel Michael with you for protection if you feel that that would be useful. And I did have my dragons with me as well. And I did a lot of climbing. I didn't know if I could still do it. It's been 20, maybe 30 years since I went back to Florence, to Firenze. And I've never been to Pisa. So I did climb the Leaning Tower, and it does indeed lean. They've done some work on it. It was closed last time I was there. They've done some work on it because it was leaning too much and it was getting dangerous. So they have done some work underneath it and taken it back 0.05 degrees and then put in a support so that it will now stay leaning without any danger to anyone for perpetuity. So I climbed up that in torrential rain. I mean, you go to Italy for warmth and climbed up in torrential rain, stood at the top and got soaked. And then it was beautiful weather all the way, travelled down to Florence on the Italian train system. Gosh, they are good at trains. I wish our country would learn from them. And it was beautifully sunny until the day I went to their Duomo, which is their great cathedral, which has a dome on it so big at the top, made of brick, that you can walk in a circular fashion inside it until you get to the cupola, the very, very top. And it is 463 steps, vertically, spiral. I didn't know if I could still do that, so I certainly had Raphael with me and Michael. I was very out of breath at times and had two very young people behind me who I think were getting a little impatient because I just had to take it very slow and steady. And there are places where I could pull over and let them through. But anyway, I did it. So never underestimate yourself. Take an angel or an archangel with you when you are traveling because they really, really can be very helpful. So, the other thing I was going to share is going through passport control. If you've ever done that, you know that their faces are like stone. They have to be. They're not allowed to smile back at you. I'm sure it's training on day one. It's 101 for customs officers. Do not smile at people. But I did. I always make it a point of honour, as it were, to give them my very best smile as I walk up to them. And you get this kind of withering look back. But I do wonder whether, in fact, under that surface, whether they enjoy being smiled at. I hope so. I think I've only ever had one of them sort of almost snarl at me. She was obviously having a very bad day. In fact, she gave me such a look, I thought she might come from round the glass and pull a gun and walk me to one side. It was in LAX, I think it was very, very busy. And I think she'd probably had a lot of people she'd rather not have dealt with that day. But that's the only time when I've put my best beaming smile towards a customs officer and thought I was going to be arrested for it. So what can you do? You can only try. So there we go. I'm just going to refresh this Facebook chat room again. I hope those tips from the angels will be helpful if you've got any traveling to do at all. And let's have a look and just sort this out up the other way. Oh, while we're waiting, I can remind you that you're a few minutes away from Jay and Raven. They will be here next with your exclusive backstage pass to meet some of the advisors behind 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. I find it fascinating because I don't know all their secrets, so it is good to listen to. Okay, I'm looking further down. You are very welcome, Patricia. I hope your son has a wonderful birthday. That is good. I think I have dealt with everyone and done readings for everyone. The only thing I haven't done that I was going to do for you whenever and wherever you are, because this show goes to on demand as soon as I can get it up there. So it may be that you're listening to me on demand or on the replay and not live. So let me do a card for the full moon for you. Wow, that came out easily enough. Wherever you are. This time, I've had air cards all this morning. This time, I have two beautiful water cards. The water cards are about our hearts, our feelings. I've got the Queen and the King of Water have come out together. Now, my deck is quite well shuffled, so the fact that those have come out together is significant. They are both seated on thrones, both facing the ocean. When I put the two cards together, they are back to back. The Queen of Water is very loving. She's compassionate. She can be self-sacrificing to a point of overgiving if she's not careful. She's very good at caring for others. When I see this card, you can trust your intuition because she's very good at diving deep. And she has a very deep love of family and friends. So that is an energy about this full moon, which is, I say, is a powerhouse of a fire moon. So we then have the King of Water, which can signify a Cancerian male. He's sitting facing the other way. He's got fish leaping out of the ocean. This guy is trustworthy. He's devoted. He's honorable. It's someone you can completely trust, or a situation that is very safe. It can also be that he's a very charitable benefactor as well. So who knows, perhaps you could meet one of those, or perhaps you could offer some charity to someone else. But these are two very powerful heart cards. So they're singing out loud and clear to be loving and kind as we deal with the energies of this incredibly powerful fire moon that's pushing us towards action. But as I said, the advice from my friend Cassandra Eve is that if that is too much and you're feeling very emotional, which may happen, even if you are pushing ahead and you're a fire sign, things could come up, is to be kind to yourself. And maybe the action is that you honor that you listen to yourself, that you're kind to yourself. Particularly make sure with all this action about, and it's a fire action, that other people might be quite pushy. I could say aggressive. So if you see someone else who's under fire, as it were, who's suffering from that, well, you could step in and stand at their side and just give them some loving support. So there you go. I think I am almost out of time. As I said, I am going to go and get onto 1-2 Listen for a couple of hours and enjoy your full moon experience. Full moons are awesome. So have a wonderful full moon experience, and I will be here at the same time next week. Until then, lots and lots of love. Take care, and bye-bye for now.